The Canadian Space Agency, CSA, is looking to map domestic capabilities in resource extraction and regolith management to guide any future major infrastructure contributions on the moon's surface. The agency issued a notice to industry on August 28, calling on organizations across both the space and terrestrial sectors, including Canada's long-established mining industry. The notice falls under the Lunar Surface Exploration Initiative. As missions extend farther from Earth, reliance on resupply chains becomes increasingly difficult and costly. By identifying domestic expertise early, the CSA hopes to ensure Canadian technologies remain competitive, including for the Artemis program. In June, and also under the Lunar Surface Exploration Initiative, the CSA awarded $2 million across 4 new contracts to map out how humans will survive on the moon. This notice is a preliminary information gathering exercise and is neither a call for tender nor a request for proposals. The agency explicitly notes that no funding, agreements, or contracts will be awarded based directly on these submissions. The goal is to inform the planning of future space resource initiatives and ensure they deliver economic and technological benefits to Canada. The CSA outlines several core capability areas required for future in-situ resource utilization. These focus on reducing the reliance on Earth-supplied resources for long-duration missions. Potential lunar resources of interest: solar energy, oxygen from regolith, bulk regolith, water in the form of ice, metals including Fe, T-ilmenite, Al-C, helium-3 asterisk, rare earth elements, resources not considered for near-term/mid-term time horizon. Targeted domains include the following areas: resource prospecting and characterization, excavation, regolith management and surface preparation, processing and extraction, feedstock and consumables production, in-situ construction and manufacturing, storage and transportation, recycling and waste management. The deadline to submit responses is September 20, 2026, at 2 p.m. EDT.